Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear the case of Guantanamo detainees seeking the right to challenge their imprisonment in U.S. courts. That's been fiercely debated in legal circles since the prison opened in 2002. We're going to hear two views now from lawyers David Cole and John Yoo. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley, and he played a key role in establishing policies on the war on terror when he was Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Justice Department.
Tomorrow, lawyers in the Supreme Court will demand that terrorists held at Guantanamo Bay get their day in federal court. Sounds reasonable. But granting terrorists this right would make for unprecedented judicial micromanagement of war. The writ of habeas corpus has never benefited enemy POWs in war. Any war. In World War II, the U.S. held millions of POWs. None were allowed to use our civilian courts against us, except for the rare cases of citizens who joined the Axis. In 1950, 21 Nazi war criminals captured in China brought a suit exactly like this one. They had passed intelligence to the Japanese even after Germany had surrendered. Justice Robert Jackson, who'd been the Nuremberg prosecutor, wrote for the court that granting their plea would hamper the war effort and bring aid and comfort to the enemy. His words are just as true today. We can't expect our soldiers in the field to worry about warrants, lawyers, and Miranda. Making the military act like a police force will dull the sharp edge of their spears. Until September 10, 2001, we tried to rely solely on law enforcement to stop terrorism. I don't want the military to hold POWs arbitrarily. I don't want to hold civilians. The Pentagon doesn't want to be the world's jailer. Detainees are screened and reviewed multiple times. Only those who present the highest threat or have the most intelligence are sent to Guantanamo Bay. More procedures will mean less resources and less information for fighting al-Qaeda. This is not a case of reining in an out-of-control president. The September 11th bombings put us at war. Congress authorized hostilities a week later. But in 2006, for the first time in our nation's history, the Supreme Court tried to grant review of POW cases. Congress immediately overturned them in the Military Commissions Act. No court has ever challenged the president and Congress during wartime, but our judges have already declared abortion, race, and religion off limits from the democratic process. Allowing them to interfere in core military decisions would represent yet another grasp of power by an imperial judiciary. This time, though, it may come at a steep cost.
That's John Yoo, former Justice Department official in the Bush administration. He's now a professor of law at Berkeley. Now, another view from Georgetown law professor David Cole.
45 years ago, the Supreme Court received a handwritten note from Clarence Earl Gideon, a penniless drifter in prison for allegedly breaking into a pool hall vending machine. The court took his case and ultimately ruled that everyone, no matter how poor, must have the assistance of counsel in a criminal trial. On retrial, with a lawyer, Gideon was acquitted. This story was so appealing, so American, that it became a popular book, Gideon's Trumpet, and a movie starring Henry Fonda. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear an equally historic case. Here, too, the petitioner is penniless and imprisoned. Here, too, he argues that he was denied a fair hearing. This time, though, the petitioner is a foreign national, imprisoned offshore at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, and charged with waging war against the United States. His case challenges us to do justice not only to indigent fellow citizens, but to foreigners accused of fighting against us. The case was brought by Lakhdar Boumediene. U.S. officials took him into custody after Bosnia's Supreme Court found no basis for his detention in Bosnia. In Guantanamo, they accused him of providing support to an al-Qaeda operative, but they refused to tell him the identity of the operative, what he was alleged to have done, or the source of the allegation, so he couldn't defend himself. The issue in tomorrow's case is whether Boumediene has a constitutional right to challenge the legality of his detention in court. Nearly half a century ago, the Supreme Court declared it an obvious truth that poor people cannot get a fair trial without a lawyer. So too today, it should be an obvious truth that a person locked up indefinitely must be able to go to court to defend himself. If the president has unchecked power to lock up human beings without review, as the administration urges, it matters little what other rights exist on paper. Just as it was un-American to deny Gideon a lawyer, so it would be un-American to deny Boumediene his day in court. As Senator John McCain has put it, it's not about who they are, it's about who we are.
David Cole is the author of Less Safe, Less Free, and a professor of law at Georgetown University. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.